joined today with Superintendent of Schools for the Marshalltown Community School District, Dr. Theron Schutte. We want to talk a little bit about this bond potentially coming out for vote in November, I believe, right?
Yeah, the November 5th general election, we're in the process of seeking just under 500 signatures to allow us to put on the ballot special election for $57 million bond referendum in order to couple those funds with approximately $48 million of borrowed funds against our future proceeds of the sales tax to do a complete overhaul and expansion of Miller Middle School, as well as complete renovation of the Franklin Field complex. And then also it would afford for us to put audiovisual systems in all of our elementary schools, similar to what we've done thus far at Lenahan and the high school. But eventually Miller would be part of that with their renovation as well.
At this point in the process, you guys have to go out and get signatures for a petition. So how many signatures do you have to collect?
Yeah, just under 500. We'll try to collect closer to 600 just to make sure that we have the right number, because there's always situations where people don't realize they're not in the school district boundary, or maybe they write their information in such a way that it can't be accepted. So I think the total number is about 476, but again, we'll probably try to get closer to 550 to 600 just to be safe. We've been out seeking signatures. The only thing the signature does is it doesn't say one is in favor or not in favor of the measure. It just simply says, yes, the community should vote on this topic to determine whether there should be a property tax imposed for said purpose. So,
okay, so as of recording here, Friday, July 26th, where are some potential places people could go out and give signatures, or who could they reach out to?
Yeah, as of right now, we've been doing some door-to-door. We've got a number of people that were on our community facility task force for the Miller Project that are helping assist district officials in seeking signatures and board members. We've communicated to our employees, but anyone from the community, parents as well, could either go into Marshalltown High School during their office hours, Miller Middle School, Lenahan Intermediate School, or the district office at the reception or secretary desk. We've got the petitions. And then we'll be having a spot at the Be Ridiculous Days all day Saturday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., seeking people that are willing to sign there as well. I think we're well past having half the signatures that we need, so we're really hoping. Our ultimate goal is to hope to have the signatures before our August 5th board meeting. Randy Denham, our director of finance, is reviewing all of those signatures, making sure that when it comes time to turn them over to the county auditor's office that we have more than enough signatures. But we have a little bit later. I think it's later in August is kind of the drop dead date, but we're trying to get this taken care of so that we can move on to other efforts to educate and have people in the community advocate for this measure.
So as you said earlier, this is collecting signatures just means it should be taken to a vote that is a potential bond that'll increase property tax. How much is it going to potentially go up?
Yeah, it would be $1.28 per thousand of assessed taxable valuation for residents. It's essentially 17 cents per acre based on like $2,500 value for farmland. I can't remember exactly off the top of my head what the commercial is, but you know, most people are interested in how is it going to impact me as a homeowner. So for a $100,000 house, and this isn't exact, but if you take the math at surface value and don't take into account the tax, the fact that there's a rollback, that means it'll be less than surface value. So $1.28 on a $100,000 house is $128 a year, but it's not going to be that because the rollback makes it less.
Okay. So I thought I had heard a $2 figure at one point. So it's $1.28 is what it's going to come out to.
Pretty consistent with $1.28, and we'll have a tax calculator that factors in the rollback and everything on our website for the effort, so that people can see what the exact impact is based on the assessed taxable value of their house.
And I know when we talked about PEPL earlier this year and that vote, we have been bringing the school property tax down, that rate, year over year, and I think it hit a high point in around 2020. Do you know what that difference is? And I'm putting you on the spot right now.
Yeah, well, I know that since 2021, we've been able to reduce our tax askings by just under $3 per thousand. So, you know, and I think that bodes well for us. You know, saying to the community, we would like to get $1.28 per thousand back for this particular effort, which is going to serve the community well for the next 50 to 100 years.
So anything about collecting signatures or this Miller Middle School project, and really kind of beyond, there's a few other pieces in there that you want to get out right now?
Well, if we're fortunate enough to have the community support us to move forward with this project, it's probably going to be at least a 2 to 3 year proposition. We'll be able to move forward immediately on, like, the audio enhancement systems going in the elementary schools. We'll be able to move immediately on what we're looking at for renovations of Franklin Field. That could potentially be done in the summer of 25, next summer. But as far as the Miller building itself is concerned, it's probably going to take a good portion of this next year to plan in order to be in a position to actually go out to bid on the project. So I'm guessing that would probably happen about a year from the election, or a little less. And so we'd be looking at construction probably happening spring or summer of 26 would be the beginning of that.
Yeah, always a lot of planning. Plan well, build well. You shouldn't have any issues after that. So I appreciate your time today, Dr. Schutte.
Yep, thank you.